Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the Dixie National Sale of Champions. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dean Josan, Mississippi State University Extension Service 4-H Livestock Specialist. Dean, the Sale of Champions takes place at the conclusion of the Dixie National Junior Roundup. First of all, tell our listeners what the Dixie National Junior Roundup is all about.
Amy, the Dixie National itself is a showcase of the livestock industry in Mississippi. So during the Dixie National Junior Roundup, both 4-H and FFA contestants have the opportunity to exhibit their livestock in the largest junior market show in the state of Mississippi. In 2014, we had our largest show in about 25 or 30 years. So it's a hugely popular event, and there's a lot of great competition that takes place.
Now that we know more about the Dixie National Junior Roundup, how do youth qualify animals to be in the Sale of Champions?
Well, for the Sale of Champions, we qualify animals through our steer show, lamb show, market swine show, as well as our market goat show. So the champion and reserve champions of our steer show, which will be 8 steers, our division winners in our lamb show, which will be 12 lambs, and then our breed winners and our market swine show, which will be 12 hogs, and then our Mississippi bred Barra show winners, which will be 2 more hogs, and then 8 weight division champion and reserve champions in our market goat show qualify for the Sale of Champions to be singled out, and it's a great reward for these exhibitors who have done an exceptional job with those animals. We also make a point to recognize and appreciate our Mississippi produced animals. So in addition to those animals, we guarantee that the overall grand and reserve grand champion Mississippi bred steers, lambs, and goats are also eligible for the sale if they had not qualified already.
In addition to the sale itself, the Sale of Champions Promotion Committee awards several scholarships. So talk more about those scholarships.
That's correct. The sales committee hands out 3 different types of scholarships. One is an academic scholarship where youth that are currently high school seniors can compete for those. There are 25 of those scholarships that are given out that are $1,500 apiece, and the youth has to go to a school in Mississippi to be able to use that scholarship. We have 4 Supreme Animal Scholarships. These are awarded to the exhibitor of the Supreme Beef Bull, the Supreme Beef Breeding Female, the Supreme Dairy Cow, and the Supreme Dairy Goat. And those 4 scholarships are also at $1,500 apiece. The last set of scholarships that are awarded are Premier Exhibitor Scholarships. We award 1 in beef, dairy cattle, sheep, dairy goats, swine, and meat goats. The Premier Exhibitor Scholarships, that competition requires a lot of effort on the part of the youth, so those scholarships are valued at $2,000 apiece.
Obviously, it takes a great deal of time and effort to make the sale successful each year. Talk about the makeup of the committee and the work they do to ensure a great sale each year.
There are about 30 men and women from across the state that make up the committee as it currently sits now. And these individuals go out and contact individuals and businesses that really care about youth development and really have an interest in the livestock industry. And they do what they can to get those people to open up their pockets to either donate money to our scholarship programs or to come to the sale and put forth money towards the purchase of an animal.
Now, the sale is held in the Trademark Building on the fairgrounds in Jackson. What are the plans for the 2015 Sale of Champions?
Well, the sale itself will be held on Thursday, February the 12th. At 10 o'clock that day, we will have a reception that will be open to anyone. We've got a lot of great food vendors in the area that have donated a lot of food. So it's a good time for prospective buyers to come out and meet some of the youth and their families who've put in a lot of effort to qualify animals for the sale, and also meet our scholarship winners. Then we start the sale at 11:30 that morning. We'll hand out our scholarships and then move right into the sale.
So if people want to learn more about the Sale of Champions, such as how to become a buyer or contributor, where should they go?
They can contact our office in the Department of Animal and Dairy Sciences by calling 662-325-3515.
Today we've been speaking with Dean Josan, 4-H Livestock Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.